one of the brain's biggest talents. Unlike virtually any other living being, or even most computers, humans insist on finding a theory to explain what happens to them. The New York Times recently ran an article about otherwise intelligent, rational people who were sure that the shuffle feature on their iPod was broken. The shuffle feature is supposed to randomly select songs and play them. These users knew for certain that something was wrong because their iPods appeared to keep playing certain songs over and over. Instead of being random, it appeared to these users that the iPod was favoring some songs over others. A quick look at the song count on my iPod confirmed that this is exactly what happens. Some songs are played 10 times as often as others. But that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way randomness works. Random doesn't mean perfectly even. Far from it. These superstitious iPod owners, though, had made a decision about what their player liked and what it didn't like. They gave the machine a personality. Whenever a particular song came up again, they made a mental note of it. Aha! See, it does love Fatboy Slim. There he is again. Of course, they were just as quick to ignore those instances when a rarely played song came up. That's why we're afraid to walk under ladders, and why we believe that a rabbit's foot can bring us good luck. We make a guess about what works and focus our attention on how often we're right and forget how often we're wrong. In November 2004, Diana Dizer posted a grilled cheese sandwich for sale on eBay. If you look at a photo of the sandwich in just the right way, your mind may play tricks on you and you will see the face of the Virgin Mary burned into the Wonder Bread. More than 200,000 people visited her page on eBay, and the sandwich sold for about $28,000. Please remember that this is a 10-year-old grilled cheese sandwich. One person asked me if it was a fake. A fake? A fake what? Is that opposed to a grilled cheese sandwich in which the face of the Virgin Mary is actually, really, and truly burned into the bread? Earnest brain cells invented the face because our brain is always inventing a plot, a story, an explanation for what we see. We need to see explanations where there are none because our brains are too restless to live with randomness. In the face of random behavior, people make up their own lies. Use your prediction machine. Make a guess. It's amazingly easy to listen to words that are missing some of the sounds. Presented with data, we struggle mightily until we have a theory about what's going on. We fill in the blanks and make a guess about what we're hearing. Once we're satisfied that the guess is pretty good, we can relax. You might have had no trouble decoding the first sentence that I just read. But when you listen to trir, url, nurr, aw, etz, ibit, you probably give up in frustration. It's annoying when our guessing strategy doesn't work. We like to be able to guess, and we want our guesses to be right. More often than not, that guess is heavily influenced by our worldview. Cognitive dissonance, presidents we hate. Consider three presidents, Kennedy, Nixon, and Clinton. No doubt you have strong opinions about all three. Almost certainly you either love or hate each of these guys. But all three had very mixed tenures in office. All three did great heroic deeds, and all three did things that are embarrassing or that hurt the United States. It's hard to hold contradictory ideas in our heads, isn't it? Because of an event or even their physical appearance, you made an assumption about each of these men. And then, as more data trickled in, you used stories that supported your view to reinforce it. Nixon not only was a crook, he lied about Vietnam and ignored the stories that contradicted your vision. He got us into China. Research shows that consumers of goods and services act in precisely the same way. Switch the contents of a Coke can and a Pepsi can and then do a taste test. Odds are that people will prefer the brand long before they prefer the contents. This gets metaphysical, so hang on. They'll pick the Coke can with the Pepsi inside as their preferred drink, even if they like Coke more. We drink the can, not the beverage. That's because we'll do whatever we can to prove our initial assertion right. That's why blind taste tests don't make any sense, unless, of course, you've got blind control. consumers. If you're a marketer, this is bad news and good news. Good news for the Harvard grad interviewing with a hiring attorney who also went to Harvard. Even if the applicant is a yutz, the bias of the interviewer is in her favor. Bad news for the gate attendant at an airline that has an employee who just mistreated a passenger on the phone or at curbside. We get what we expect. Multiple sclerosis is caused by a shortage of dopamine. Doctors testing a new treatment for multiple sclerosis were astonished to discover that the brains of the patients in the test produced dopamine immediately before they received the medication. In other words, in anticipation of this powerful new drug, patients were curing themselves. At a more trivial level, diners at the Union Square Cafe in Manhattan rave about the service. The service at this restaurant is fine, but it's raved about because that's what diners have persuaded themselves is the truth, even before they sit down. All the good moments are remembered and commented upon, while the lapses are forgiven. We get what we expect because what we get is just a story in our heads. We expect something to occur, and our brains make it so. Armed with this data, it's easy to set out to trick people into believing something is new and different when it's not. It's easy to sell a story that just isn't accurate. And as we'll see in a bit, there's no easier way to crash and burn. Authenticity is more important than getting noticed. In summary, step two, people only notice stuff that's new and different. And the moment they notice something new, they start making guesses about what to expect next.